Previously on Arrow.
There are some things that must never be spoken of.
How could you not tell me Malcolm Merlyn was my father?
Sarah, you're not a killer.
I am what I need to be.
Well, you're dangerous.
Some people are just broken, man.
I am not letting what happened to Slade happen to Roy.
Is that what I think it is?
Yeah, Kuro. We're going to use it to make a cure.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce. It is time for the Arrow Recap Show right here on Variety Radio Online. Alongside of me, it's actually a really early morning, Saturday morning over in Australia. Anna B., what's up, Anna?
Good morning, all.
Good morning. Jesus, all the way from Los Angeles. What's up, player?
Not much, just here.
So, real quick, before we get into anything, Anna, I got to ask you real fast, how many times did you watch this episode?
I've watched it twice.
Okay. Jesus, how many times?
Three.
And I would say I watched it twice as well. Twice as well. This episode was explosive. The episode was called Seeing Red that actually aired on the 23rd on the CW. Before we get into everything, I got to ask you first, Anna B., overall, without getting into details, what did you think about the episode?
It was one of the best episodes, I thought, for the year.
Really?
I thought it was good. Yeah, very. The Arrow writers just keep coming up with high standards all the time, mm-hmm. and wow, it was explosive. And I did read where Stephen Amell said this episode would be cataclysmic, and there'd be a death scene as tragic as when Tommy died in season one.
Now,
I know.
Do you compare this death that we're about to jump into as big as Tommy? I don't feel it. I didn't feel it. Like, I felt this one. Like, I actually got teary-eyed. I was like, as much as I hate you, I'm sad. You know?
I think it was just as big. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And I would say, like, this show focuses a lot on action and stunts. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a lot of it in this episode. It mainly focused on the characters, and they delivered with their performances. I thought it was great. Mm. And also, by the title of this episode, Seeing Red, we thought it was all Roy.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't end up being Roy in the end. We had a twist. Little did we know what was going to happen at the end.
A big twist. Big mm-hmm. giant. Hey, Seuss, what did you think overall?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, Mike. I got a little teary-eyed for Moira.
I figured that. I figured you'd be bawling and had tissues all over you.
It was really sad. I mean, you could tell by the end of it that Oliver was destroyed.
Yes.
You know, even though everything that had happened between Moira and him, he was still extremely devastated.
Oh, big time, big time. I mean, for me, I thought this was a great episode. I'm not going to lie, and I know you're probably going to choke me, but while I was watching, I was like, okay, this is good. You know, because I really enjoyed, I mean, Roy, seeing that side of Roy and just demolishing his way through the city, I loved all the action there. You know, I wanted to choke Black Canary a couple of times. We can talk about her later on. But then at the end, I was like, okay, this is an average episode. And all of a sudden, you know, the limo gets hit by Slade's truck. And I was like, oh. And then I fast forward to the commercial. I was like, oh, my God. And then when all that stuff happens, I was like, okay, yeah, they definitely took it.
That was an oh, my gosh, scene. Because I was like sitting at the edge of my seat going, oh, this can't be happening.
No, it was hilarious because my wife, I started watching, she was cooking some dinner, and I started watching it. And every time I have it on, she's like, what are you watching? And I'm like, shh. And so she started cooking, and so I was already like halfway into the episode. Then so she comes into the living room, and she gets on her computer, and I was watching because I was waiting for her to go, what is this crap you're watching? Change it. And all of a sudden, it was like the very end where Slade is threatening and everything else. And my wife is just kind of like watching and looking at her computer, watching. And I was like, uh-oh, I'm going to convert you. I'm going to convert you. But she didn't say anything. She didn't say anything. After it ended, that was it. So, it was great episode. It was good. It was definitely a tearjerker. I'm not going to lie.
It was.
And so we got clips. And let's just play these clips and let's kind of talk a little bit more in detail. Here's the first one. And it's the tearjerker.
Mom, what are you doing?
There's only one way this night can end. We both know that, don't we, Mr. Wilson?
Mom, please don't.
Both My children will live.
Mom! What are you doing? Mom!
Thea, I love you.
Close your eyes, baby.
No!
You possess true courage. I'm truly sorry. You did not pass that on to your son. There is still one person who has to die before this can end.
Oh, the moment's right there. Okay.
Just hearing it again, it sounds really bad.
Hey, Seuss, don't cry.
I'm not.
Okay, good. I just want to make sure. I'm sure you got all your tears out. So, I mean, hearing it again, Anna, what comes back? What comes back?
Oh, it's just terrific. I mean, just hearing it. Oliver and his mom, they've mended their bond together, and then all of a sudden it's taken away from him again, and seeing what Slade does to him, it's killing him.
Yeah.
He's taking away his family.
Yeah, that was pretty – I mean, because, you know, they start bonding, and even it seemed like in the limo when Thea starts talking about, you know, your lies are what's hurting me, and then she admits it, it seems like they're all three kind of kumbaya-ing together, you know, like –
They are. They're going to mend together, and then all of a sudden, boom, it's over.
Yeah, but she was about to reveal something about Malcolm.
Yes!
I know, so what can that be?
That's and will we discover that in the, you know, next episode or episodes?
We got three more episodes left in the season.
Mm-hmm.
So it could either be Malcolm, it's about him being the Dark Archer and who he's connected to.
Or
maybe it's family issues.
See, I'm thinking that she was going to say, Malcolm is your father. Both of y'all.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
Well, I don't think it's that, but there's something.
Yeah.
It's big.
It's going to be big.
I mean, do you really think, but do you really think Mama Queen was going to go, you know, just to give you a heads up, Malcolm is the Black Archer, and you think she was going to go into the whole business thing, or do you think she was going to drop another bomb and say, and guess what? Not only is your father, Thea, but Oliver, he's yours too.
We'll never know.
Do you think do you think it's gone with Mama Queen, or do you think we will somehow get it?
Something will come out later, I'm sure of it.
Okay, I got a question for you guys. Now, Slade, we all hear at the end saying there's one person that needs to die before this all ends.
I know. It won't be Thea.
Okay.
Morris said, my children are to live if you kill me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not Thea, and it's not going to be Oliver.
So,
hopefully.
Who do you think it's going to be?
Hopefully. Laurel is close to Oliver.
Right.
So maybe. But I don't think it's Laurel somehow. Maybe Felicity.
Oh.
Someone we don't expect.
I think it's going to be Sarah.
But Sarah has left town.
We don't know that. We know she left, but we don't know where she's gone.
It's not like he can't find her.
Yeah.
No, true. It could be Sarah. It's either three of them, one or the other. Because don't forget, they have these twists in here, and someone you least expect it could be it.
True, true. I witnessed that. And
could it be Diggs?
Please be Diggs. I mean,
put him out of his misery.
Dude, he was getting tossed around in this episode. It's just
he
pathetic.
Was.
Yeah. What is going on with Diggs? But no, I honestly think if I had to pick, it's going to be Sarah. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, because then Laurel would probably become the Black Canary afterwards.
And she will avenge and take what her sister did. No, I think it's going to be Sarah. I think that she was on the island. I think she's pissed off that it was her instead of Shadow that was picked. Mm-hmm. I'm going with that. I'm putting my money.
Yeah.
Unless Anna, do you know? And you don't have to tell
us.
I
don't know.
Okay, because I know you always know. You find out all the good stuff.
Yeah, I do find out stuff, but yeah.
You don't
but
know.
I think there could be another death, but it's island related.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. We're going to have to wait and see. But that ending was just traumatic.
Yeah, it was
traumatic.
It was pretty pretty serious. I mean, you could just tell that the everything just out of Oliver, just on the ground. And I'm wondering how Fia's going to feel because, you know, they were kind of mending, but she's been a snatch this whole episode towards her mom. You know, I said snatch, dude. She was a serious snatch and douchebag. I couldn't stand Fia in this episode.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because she's being a snatch to her mom and Oliver. Like, get over it.
I think she was a little bit more concerned about Roy this episode.
Yeah, dude, you've been taking Thea's side. Why are you giving her... Dude, she didn't need to be as ugly as she was.
But I think now they were at the very end going to start to try and mend, but now she'll have that regret it didn't happen because what her mom just did.
And then what's going to
happen? She sacrificed herself for her children.
And then, Anna, we're going to get a whole episode of wah, wah, me. And then Jesus is going to be like, leave her alone. She's mourning for her mom. Whatever. I don't want to hear it.
But, I mean, Moira did do the ultimate sacrifice.
She did.
To save her children.
Now, did you think it was going to be a gunshot? Or did you think... Because when he pulled out the gun, I was like, she's gone.
I did not know it was going to be a sword.
Yeah.
When he put the gun away, I'm like... Oh, what's gonna go? And then, wow.
Yeah. And did you notice how surprised Oliver got when Slade mentioned Shadow? Like, she told me.
Oh, I know. Then he was like, "There's nobody there behind you." Even Roy seeing images of Fia that's not there. It's that Mirakuru drug.
Yes, the Mirakuru makes him have hallucinations.
Yeah, but Oliver was seeing Shadow at one point as well, and even during his little unconsciousness, he started seeing Shadow.
I thought that was during his dreams, like he was dreaming.
Yeah, it's like a dream unconsciousness, him waking up because he saw his mother's face and then Shadow and Slade's together, so he couldn't put two and two together, like waking up after being hit on the head, knocked out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. I don't know. He did see Shadow, but I think that Mirakuru is definitely playing with their heads, and I just think the dreams were just, you know, Oliver's... feeling guilty, my thing. So we got another moment, which I was very surprised. I was like, what? And here it is.
Thea hates you right now because of the things that you've done. Terrible things. So let her see you do something good. As mayor. Mom, I know a little something about sacrificing the people closest to me for the good of this city. That's what you need to do now.
I know.
Good.
Oliver, I know. I know. Known since last year, I suppose. The night of the undertaking, everything became so clear. Pretty much the night I stopped sleeping.
Before you say anything else.
There's nothing else to say. Nothing I need to say. Except I could not be more proud.
There it is. She let it out at the bag that she's been knowing for a while that he was Arrow.
Yes, and that was another OMG moment for me, too.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was the beginning where they were actually burying the hatchet. Mm-hmm.
They were, definitely. Because she even, later on when Roy came into the club and at the end said, and Thea asks, where have you been, Ollie? Mm-hmm. She sticks up for him then.
Yep.
Knowing he's been off doing Arrow stuff.
And you know what? Oliver has no clue, but everybody's finding out his secret identity.
I know. Yeah. Everyone knows.
Everybody's knowing. Oliver's going to be like, I'm there. He'll be like, dude, we already knew. Like, just shh, be quiet. Just go fight crime.
Like, really? A little mud on your eyes and you think you're somebody else? No.
Oh, God. That is true.
But at least they mended their ways together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was nice touch.
I was very surprised. That was another moment there where the writers got me because I'm like watching, and then I'm like, what? And then she knows, and I'm like, she knows. And I was like, oh. And I think even my wife was like, what? And I'm like, she knows. And my wife's like, you're an idiot. I'm going back to my computer.
I was like, I know. I was like, what? She knows.
She had no clue. She's like, who cares? So that was definitely a big moment. I mean, they were just bam, bam, everywhere. This one here, I saw this one coming. This is another clip. I saw this one coming as soon as this episode started. And I'll ask you guys some questions in just a few, but here it is.
He'd be dead right now if you went in and stopped me.
But he's not. That's all that matters.
Not true. I wanted to kill Roy. Because that's what I do. That's who I am. I spent 6 years in the darkness. And I looked into the eyes of the devil. And I gave him my soul.
Let me help you get it back.
Now you serve someone better. Someone who can harness that light that's still inside of you. But I'm not that person. And I never will be.
Sarah, don't.
I'm sorry. I just care about you too much to be with you.
Oh, there it is right there. The big breakup moment.
Yes, we knew it was going to come.
Oh, could you tell? Because, I mean, as soon as this episode started, I was like, dude, they are fighting way too much. This is not going to go good.
I knew it was coming along the lines in future episodes.
Oh, so you already, yeah, okay. So you knew ahead of time.
Yep, sort of, yep.
So it's almost like Sarah told you, and then you've just been keeping the secret to yourself.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, watching this episode, I was like, dude, they are really at each other's throats. You know,
yeah.
And she's getting more pissed off, you know, and it's always to their convenience. I've said it before in past podcasts, you know, it's like when it's good for Oliver, it's okay. When it's good for Sarah, it's okay. But when one or the other wants to do it, you know, it's not okay.
It's not.
Yeah, it's just a big
See,
mess.
The problem with Oliver is he's changed his way from season one where he was on a killing spree.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's changed it. He says, I don't want to kill anymore. That's it. I want to try and do good for the city. And good for people. So he's conflicted. He wants to just save everybody. But he is conflicted with Slade. He's like, well, I'm going to have to kill him. So what am I going to do? Because I can't just save him. But he has to save Roy, no matter what he does.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I didn't really see it coming. I thought something was going to prevent that from happening.
You didn't see that when they were laying in bed and he was like, I think we should be moving together. Right there, that facial expression of that girl's face was like, I'm not going that direction.
Yeah.
She wasn't ready.
She wasn't ready. You didn't see that?
Yeah. I did see that she wasn't ready, but I didn't think they would break up because of it.
Well, they conflicted because she wanted to kill Roy so badly. It's in her. And she's saying she can't change, even if Oliver helps her.
Yeah, she wants to kill everybody.
So,
she just can't change her ways to stop killing. So the best way she thought was to leave. And she's obviously gone back to see Nyssa, I reckon.
Oh, her lesbian lover.
Do you think
probably.
So?
She was hot.
I'd say so.
I'd go there too.
Okay, so when she's talking about, you know, being in the shadows and giving her soul to the devil, is she talking about Ra's al Ghul?
Yeah, but he
so.
Was with her, so I'd say she'd go back to them.
Yeah.
Because that's where she was for those years. With them.
I'm not sure about that because, you know, after the
episode... Who else would she go back to?
I'm not sure.
Well, that's who I say because that's where she got the darkness from with Ra's al Ghul and Nyssa. She spent those years with her.
Yeah.
She said she's going back to see an old friend.
Yeah, I think, if it could go two ways. It could be a new character we don't know anything about. But if I'm a betting man, I'm thinking she's going to go see her lesbian lover and kind of...
I think so.
You know, I mean, and I can see where everybody's kind of talking that, you know, she likes being bad, you know, and
she doesn't want to change. She can't change. So, and Oliver wants to change.
Yeah,
I
think she's going to be like, I need a break from the fighting crime and go assassinate some people.
And I think in the beginning it was good for the two of them because they had something in common when they first met, reconnected.
Mm-hmm.
But then they realized their ideas together and wasn't working.
Yeah.
They both were conflicted.
It's obvious that Oliver, a.k.a. Arrow, is a different type of superhero. I'm pretty sure he started off as, like you said earlier, Anna, killing everything in season one, but now
mm-hmm.
he's kind of changing his ways a little bit, and, you know, it's obvious that Sarah's like, whoa, One, you don't want to kill nobody like we used to. And two, you want to move in together? No. Mm-hmm. So she's bouncing. So I'm curious. I mean, it'd be hot if she goes back to her lesbian lover and then we see more of the lesbian couple come back. But I don't know if I'm going to be that lucky. What did you think about the whole story with Roy and Sin and Thea? I mean, Sin comes into the picture and tries to help. Roy obviously is smashing his way through the city.
He didn't say much this whole episode. He just smashed his way through the city.
Yeah, that's pretty much his script, I'm sure, was like, oh, wow, I don't need to speak at all. Sweet.
I mean, the Mirakura is just totally taking over his mind, body as well.
Now, let me ask you a question to you guys, and of course the fans listening to the show. Do you think the drug is, this is a normal process for people, or do you think that it's just something else that, you know, him giving away all his blood kind of messed with his whole mind? What do you think it is?
I think giving away his blood, it didn't mess with him.
Okay.
I'd say so, because I think when you see the other soldiers, they're not like that.
Right. Yeah, they're
not. When we see them. So I'd say it's messed with him, and he's been trying to control it, but he hasn't. And whatever happened to him on that machine has just totally messed him up.
Yeah, because Dick says something about there being way too much Mirakuru in his system now.
Mm.
So yeah,
he probably had a lot more than the others.
Yeah.
But Star Labs will come and they'll find a cure.
I think that's what's gonna happen. You know, Roy's gonna have. But we have on camera Roy killed a cop.
I know. So they can put two and two together who his identity is. He's in trouble.
Now, I'm assuming Roy is eventually going to change his outfit, because if he's wearing a red hoodie around the city fighting crime, he killed a cop and put a cop in the hospital. He's not going to have a good reputation.
But I think by the end of the season, he will have changed.
And he'll have a new outfit?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet! Last thing I want to ask you guys, what did y'all think about that 7-year-ago flashback where Oliver actually got a chick pregnant? I was shocked. I couldn't believe that Oliver, of all people, got a girl pregnant.
You're being sarcastic.
Thank you. Yes, I am. Hey, Seuss, seriously, I was being sarcastic, dude. Come on. Anna, because I know you're a big...
But it started there, the bonding there with Moira.
Oh, God almighty, are you serious?
It did.
No, the bonding did not start there. That was 7 years ago. They were fine back then. Okay?
But I'm just saying, she did make a comment to him. We all make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And she hoped that in the future,
blah 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 blah,
could be forgiven.
Blah,
so
blah, 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 blah,
blah,
whatever.
Blah,
I'm asking you, Anna B, do you think it was right for her to pay a chick $2 million to be hush hush?
It's not right, but she
Thank
has
you.
The money, and they're an influential family, so of course she would buy them all.
Oh, God. If that would have been anybody else, you'd been like, you know what, they're not facing their responsibilities, but it's Oliver. You're like, you know what, he had a future, and the baby's fine, and she's fine, everybody's fine, right? Oliver does no wrong with Anna. Now, question, guys, and Jesus, I'll let you say something real quick. Hold on. Do you guys think, are we going to see a baby? That was 7 years ago. The kid's 7 years old. Do you think we're going to see a return? He's got a son.
That's an interesting thing. Maybe down the track, season three, we could. Who knows?
I mean, 7 years old. I mean,
it could come out. The story's there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We could. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Seuss, what were you going to say?
That's exactly what I was going to ask. Do you think there's going to be something that's going to come back and bite him in the butt?
It won't happen this season if it does.
Yeah, I mean, the chick's well off,
yeah.
You know. But if it gets out in the news that Moira Mama Queen is dead, could that be like, oh, my gosh, you know, my little boy
I
never got a chance.
I can say something now. And
never
yeah.
got a chance to meet his grandmother. You know, he should meet his father and his aunt.
So.
Interesting. Yeah, I was, as soon as that happened, I was like, oh, man, he's got a son. 7 years old already. I'm doing the math. What else? anything else, Anna? Anything you want to say before I think we end this?
No, I think we covered pretty much most of this episode this week.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to find out what happens to Roy if he gets over his Mirakura.
Right.
The next three episodes will be quite interesting, I think, because apparently this one leads up into the last three. and it's going to be over the course of one night in a 24-hour time frame, the next three episodes.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, man.
So it'll be one day, apparently, from what I've heard. And the battle with Deathstroke and his army is going to begin.
If you look at it, it almost looks like a scene from The Dark Knight, you know,
yes.
with Blaine.
Yes. Well, they do compare it, don't they?
Yeah. I mean, and, just watching it, yeah.
Malcolm Merlin returns.
Oh, does he?
He will return.
Sweet. And Jesus right now is listening going, stop it, Anna, you're ruining it for me.
But I think Malcolm returns because he's not happy that Moira was killed by Slade.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
That's going to be, he's not going to be a happy camper.
Mm-hmm. Because they do say that Arrow does get help from other people. So I'd say Malcolm's coming to help.
I'm telling you, Malcolm's going to drop a bomb and saying, I'm your father, like Luke Skywalker. And it's going to be father and son. And, you know, and I hate to say it, Malcolm whooped up on some Oliver a while back.
Oh, I know. He got beat up with him.
Yeah.
So, but I think Malcolm, the Dark Archer, will be there to help fight this army because he's not going to be happy that he killed Moira.
Oh, not at all. Not at all.
So I think we're going to see that. And we've also got flashbacks. We've still got to resolve what happened on the island.
Oh, I know. And Sarah brought that up too as well.
We've got to get off the island at some stage. So what's going to happen there? Because I have to go back and find that cure.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to find out what happens there.
It's a lot of stuff in three episodes, for the last three episodes to handle, you know, to happen.
There is.
In.
And if they can keep the high standards, what they just had this episode.
And the last. They're doing great. I think it's, you know, I mean, you would have thought, I mean, I think all three of us talked about the last one. We were like, okay, the next one's got to be kind of calm. And it's like, nope. How you like these apples? Bam! Mama Queen dead. You know, and now Oliver's going to be all messed up in the head. You can't find Oliver. All the city's going to be going crazy now. Roy, is he going to wake up? Is he not going to wake up?
And I think there'll be something with Felicity in the last few episodes. I really do.
I don't know. I'm still curious to find out, you know, is Arrow going to be a little bit more focused now that, you know, his mom's dead?
He's not going to be focused.
You don't think it's going to make him, you know, want to kill Deathstroke even more?
Probably, but I think he's going to be totally messed up at the moment since his mum was killed.
Yeah, and then what's Thea going to do about it?
What can she do?
Thea's going to be, I'm being so mad. Look what you did, Oliver. You lied to me, and that made me mad at Mom, and now Mom's dead, and I can never apologize, and Roy's all messed up. What do I do? Who's going to run the club? Wah, 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 wah. Maybe she'll die in the next three episodes, Jesus. That would be awesome.
Oh, you're so bad.
Come on. You know, because, I was saying that Mama Queen needed to die. So you better watch out, Jesus, because if I put my little beep, 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 mojo on people, gone. I mean, don't get me wrong. I thought this episode was great, and I thought that the cast did, I mean, you know.
They did a wonderful
their
job.
Their acting chops were great. I think that was the first time I've actually said, okay, high five, Thea. You actually, I believed everything. But that doesn't mean that I still didn't want Mama Queen dead because she did a lot of messed up things to the family.
Oh, she did. And she said she did a lot of messed up things to them. She did say she did. But it's sad to see her go, and it will mess them all up. Because Oliver does do a runner again, and they have to go looking for him in the next episode.
Yeah, I saw that. He's just there. Everybody's like, we've got to find him. We've got to find him. And so, yeah.
And, of course, you know who he'll fall back to. Felicity's always there for him.
Of course. And then you know Laurel's going to jump in, too. And she's going to...
Because Laurel also knows his identity.
Yep, everybody does.
So she will be there for him knowing who he is now.
I think she might be the one. I could see her. I think everybody else would be like, it's okay. You know, but I think she's going to be like, the city needs you. Like,
yep.
I get it with your mom, and it's sad and tragic, but there's bigger things, and this is what she would want you to do, and this is what you got to live on her legacy is, you know, she's going to be a mayor and change things around. You got to do it, you know.
And to see Sarah's just walked out on him as well, so his world is crumbling before him.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know how to deal with it and how he's going to fight with Slade.
Oliver should have realized that Sarah likes chicks more than dudes. You know, I saw that. Jesus, probably. You didn't see that, did you, Jesus?
No.
I know.
One last thing. What's Brother Blood going to do in these next three episodes? I mean, he's basically already won, right?
Yeah, he was pissed when she, Sebastian Blood was pissed when she decided to go back into the running. And now that she's dead, he's like, yeah, party time. victory.
Well, he basically wins, and now he can bring out that army he's got.
Yeah, or, you know, would Thea take over for mom dying?
What?
No.
Are you smoking crack?
No.
She's got to run the club.
She's got the club to run.
Yeah, which if you really look at it, she needs to work on getting people in there because it's never packed. It's like only 10 people in there dancing.
No, Sebastian Blood wins his campaign. He becomes mayor, and he has his army to run the city.
Mm-hmm. Bane Jr. That's the Dark Knight, Anna, if you didn't know.
Right, okay.
Okay. So next week we'll be back, and
yes.
We'll talk more Arrow. And I know that DJ Wicked was actually going to try to join us, but he's so world famous now that he can't make time for this. So we have no idea when he's going to be there. I think he thought that Moya – what did he email us? He said that Mama Queen wasn't really dead, that she was going to come back from the dead and fight Isabel. And fight Isabel.
Yes, and that's another thing. We have Isabel. Where's she gone?
She's getting training. She's coming back. Because in the trailer that you probably watched, that I probably watched, that Jesus didn't, but I'm going to say it anyways, we get a glimpse of her in uniform.
Yes.
Oh,
she comes back as Ravager.
She's hot. She's going to be hotter, Jesus.
So, yes. So she will be back.
All right. So I think that's it. We're wrapping it up?
We can wrap it up.
Sweetness. People, don't forget, you can follow everybody here on the show on Twitter. You can follow Anna over at Traveler15. Also, Jesus at This Functional, and myself, Mike the Movie Guy. And Miss Anna B. also writes the recaps and reviews for Arrow and The Tomorrow People on the VRO.com. So make sure you go there. Rumor has it she was able to, and I say rumor because I wasn't there, but I saw it, that you actually got to talk to one of the cast members from the Tomorrow People.
Luke Mitchell. I met him the other day, and yeah, we sat down and chatted for 10, 15 minutes. My interview is on the VRO.com.
Sweet. And also your interview with our fellow VRO host, Michelle. You guys were at Emerald City Comic Con, and you got a chance to talk to Stephen Amell. So that is still on the VRO.com or the Variety Radio online YouTube channel. You can go there, and so you actually got a chance to talk to him and everything else.
Yes.
And let's see what else. And I think that's pretty much it. Variety Radio Online, you can find them on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook, Variety Radio Online. That's what you need to search. The VRO on Twitter. If you want to get to know us, see our bio here, how we got into the VRO, all you got to do is go to the VRO.com, look for the little tab on top that says Meet the Staff, and you can find all the good stuff there. And don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. All you got to do is go to iTunes, search Variety Radio Online. And there you go. We'll come to your iDevices. You can put a little star, write a review, all that good stuff. So that's it. We'll be back next week to talk more Arrow. Here's what's going to happen. It's going to be insane.
All these lies, all we ever needed was the truth.
It is a new day in Starling City.
We need you to find Oliver Queen.
What's happening is bigger than you and Slade.
The essence of heroism is to die so that other people can live.
This city needs the arrow.
I'm the arrow.